Okay, I'm here today to speak about the Arabesque project, which is a geographical flow visualization application. It's a web application. I will try to keep that schedule. Speaking of a global project, which is called JFlowVis, speak about the application we developed and try to make a demonstration and speak about the future we see so far. So the Arabesque application is part of the JFlowVis project, which aims to two things: gather information on web mapping application dedicated to spatial temporal mobilities and flow visualization, to get insights of what is existing, what are the features, the pros and cons of each applications. And from that, develop a web application for flow geovisualizations of flows, networks, and movements. There is a website you can go. It's a blog, research blog, so you can check. But it's in French for now, but we try to push it to English sooner. There is a talk I gave at the 4th 4G conference last year in Bucharest. So if you want more information to about the JFlowVis project in itself, you can go check it on the web. So let's speak about Arabesque in details. So it's, like I said, Arabesque is an application, but it's dedicated to a certain kind of data. It's for flow and networks data only. It was made by a group of researchers in geography, computer visions, mostly from the Université Gustave Eiffel and the CNRS Research Center, which is a French National Research Center, and several labs from the National Research Center. So it's a TEMID application. It's available at this URL, which is arabesque.ifstar. Ifstar was the research is the research component of the Gustave Eiffel, but it disappeared when the Gustave Eiffel was created in the 3rd of January this year. So it's pretty new, and everything is not working with the new name. So this URL is still working. It's the source code is available on GitHub with a BSD2 close license. We use, of course, open source libraries, mostly web libraries like OpenLayers or D3GS, TURF for data handling. And some we provide some data sets to work with and to play with the application. So it comes mostly from NaturalOrth or OpenStreetMap or custom data sets we found online. So we divide the application in 5 major steps, like importing data. One of the most important thing for us is to be able to import all data in it. So we provide these capabilities. It's links and or nodes. Like I said, it's networks and flow visualization, flow data. So you need at least links and maybe nodes. We provide some statistical treatments. We're aiming to add more in the future. You can explore and filter your data directly in the application.